Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hi, Will.
Good morning, David.
Okay, Will, remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it was a rebus. I said, write down the letter C, beneath that write E-N-T, and beneath that write a G, and I asked, what profession do these letters represent? And I said it was a two-word phrase, 10-5. Well, the answer is undercover agent. You interpret that as under C over a G, E-N-T.
Very surreptitious, if you will.
Thank you.
We received over 400 correct responses, and the winner this week is Sarah Stassi of Santa Cruz, California. Congratulations, Sarah, and welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Sarah, how'd you resolve this puzzle?
Man, this one was very difficult. I do the puzzle each week with my boss here at work, and he helped me spell it out, so it was a team effort.
How many of you other co-conspirators do you have aboard?
Sometimes we'll loop people in if we can't solve it, or we want to test someone, like we thought we were really smart, we solved it, but we're the real champions.
All right, well, right now, Sarah, it's just you. You're here on
yes.
the line. Are you ready to play?
As ready as I'm going to get.
All right, take it away, Will.
All right, Sarah, I'm going to read you some sentences with two missing words. The first missing word has a double D. Change that to a double T, and you'll get the second word to complete the sentence. For
okay.
example, nosy people who blank can really test a person's blank. You'd say nosy people who meddle can really test a person's metal.
Okay.
All right, number one. The new milkmaid with her hands on the cow's blank was a complete and blank failure.
Utter and utter.
That's right. Number two, as the head foreman at the failing factory, I blank to think what will happen if they blank it.
Shutter. Shutter.
Good. That's nice. Is that plum blank that the dessert chef is blank on the table?
Pudding.
That's it. Pudding. And
pudding.
Good.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it. After the angry boy got even blank, the teacher asked, what's the blank?
Matter.
Nice. To learn an arithmetic term like blank, you'll have to blank class.
Oh, can you say that one again?
Yeah. To learn an arithmetic term like blank, you'll have to blank class.
All I can think of is addition.
Yeah, yeah, and it's one of the numbers in an addition, yes.
Okay, my brain is only going to addition on this one.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
To learn an arithmetic term like addend, you'll have to attend class.
Nope, don't even know what that one is. So
well, there you go. Okay, that makes it harder. Here's your next one. After losing out in the auction, the blank felt blank toward his winning rival.
The bitter felt
That's
batter?
It. Felt bitter.
Yeah.
That's it. Felt bitter.
Bitter, yeah.
Which peculiar-looking animal is blank? The weasel or the blank?
Otter.
And
Which
otter.
Is
that's
otter.
It.
Yeah.
That's it. At the antique.
That's a good one.
Good. Thank you. At the antique car show, an old rundown blank was the subject of blank remarks.
An old rundown.
Yeah. Think of an expensive American car and then an informal term for it.
Well, informal term for an expensive car. I'm stuck on that side.
And it's a General Motors car.
Oh, gosh. Well, a Model T, but that's not right.
Uh-huh. Well, no, they still make this car.
I kind of like rattle trap. I cannot think of a rattle. A rat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about
this
cars.
One.
Yeah.
Drove an old rundown caddy, which is short for Cadillac, a rundown caddy and the subject of caddy remarks.
Caddy remarks. Oh, man. That was a good one, too.
All right. Try this. Ducks are known for their blank, while turkeys are known for their blank.
Waddle.
That's it. And waddle.
Yeah.
And here's
waddle
your last
waddle.
One.
Yeah.
Before sealing her blank invitations, the bride-to-be was blank the flaps on the envelopes.
Wedding and wetting.
That's it. Nice finish.
Woo! All right.
How do we do there, Will?
I'd say Sarah did great.
Yay. I felt like I did okay. There were a couple that really got me on that.
Sarah, great job. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. Sarah, which member station do you listen to?
90.3 KAZU.
That's Sarah Stassi of Santa Cruz, California. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle.
Okay, thank you so much. It was a pleasure, and I had a wonderful time.
All right. Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener and crossword editor Peter Gordon, and he notes that the actress Michael Learned, who played the mother on The Waltons, has an unusual property in her name. The last three letters of her first name are the same as the first three letters of her last name, reversed. And here's the question: the name of what current celebrity has the same property? And here's a hint: the first and last names each have six letters. So again, the name of what current celebrity, 6-6, has this unusual property? The last three letters of the first name are the first three letters of the last name, reversed. Who is it?
Okay, folks, when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, February 6th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, David.